Hey guys, before we get into the full episode proper, I wanted to take a minute and talk to you about Audible.com. Audible.com supporting the show for quite a while now, here and there, various episodes, and they're doing it again today. I want to recommend on Audible.com the new Diablo books. There are others in the other audiobooks and other books available via Audible.com regarding Diablo, but there's new stuff up there. And that game is super hot. Everyone's playing it like crazy. There is no reason why you shouldn't be checking it out either. For example, Diablo 3, The Order, unabridged, read by, Scott Brick, written by Nate Kenyon. Here's a sample.
Twin columns rose up out of the sand in the distance like jagged teeth, their tops ending abruptly as if snapped off by something inhuman.
Ooh, everyone kill Diablo. You can get that book right now for free if you sign up for Audible using this link. Go to audiblepodcast.com/filmsack and you can get that or any other audiobook you want absolutely free. That's audiblepodcast.com/filmsack and get Diablo 3 The Order today. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special episode of Film Sack. This is Film Sack. We mine the very depths of film entertainment for all mankind. Joining me tonight, I don't have nicknames, so I'll say, joining me tonight, Brian Butthole Dunaway.
Oh, thank you. That's so appropriate for this movie, the big, long butthole. I don't know. What are we watching tonight?
I don't know what we're watching. I'll tell you in a second. Also, Randy and the other Brian are here as well.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, hello.
Hello. We don't have anything
to say. I just like to say I normally really like Gwyneth Paltrow. She's always great. I'm going to spend this entire movie hoping she gets squished by a giant robot.
What's in the box? All right. we are doing a commentary track, and it's been a while. I want to say it was it that Jackie Chan movie's the last one we did? Maybe? I can't remember.
Maybe one of the Star Trek ones?
Oh, yeah, the Star Trek episodes. Yep. And people have been begging for them and asking for them, and they're just a little weirder to organize, and also it needs to be the right movie. And as it turns out, we think that's true this week. The movie we're watching is Sky Captain and The World of Tomorrow, and we're going to watch it live right now on the show. And you at home should watch the movie and listen to our commentary. That's the ideal way of doing this. However, I'm told by many people out there that they enjoy just listening to us talk like we're sitting in a room.
So it makes commentary for your commute.
Exactly.
We're just going to accidentally say something funny when you see something by the side of the road.
Right.
I've done this. Now, I wondered how that is. So I went back and I listened to some of our older episodes where we did that. I think it was the Jean-Claude Van Damme hockey movie. What was that called?
Sudden Death.
And I didn't watch the movie while I did it, and I had a ball. So I think it works. I think people are right. It's still fun, even if you don't watch it. But you're encouraged to. We're going to get right into it. Scott Fletcher's going to explain this movie first, though. Here you go.
Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow. When scientists the world over keep disappearing without a trace, it's up to the intrepid reporter Polly Perkins, played by Gwyneth Paltrow, and top aviator Sky Captain, played by Jude Law, to uncover the truth in this futuristic Art Deco-style actioner. The task involves putting their lives at risk as the pair travels to treacherous locales, hoping to throw a wrench in the plans of a villain who aims to wipe out the planet. Angelina Jolie and Giovanni Ribisi co-star.
Nice. Wow. Nice pronunciation of the Ribisi. We haven't had a Ribisi movie. I think we've had one Jude Law movie. Gwyneth Paltrow, right?
No Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, we had Giovanni's twin sister.
Oh, that's true. We did.
Freaky red Afro girl from Dazed and Confused. Yeah.
Actually, I think she was kind of cute, but whatever. So that's the plan. So here we go. Without too much more ado, let's get right into it. We have paused the film so that you can go find the place where we've paused it. Here goes me trying to explain this once again. I always realize right in the middle of this how bad I am at this. But anyway, we started it because there's a difference between the DVD home video version and Blu-ray version and the Netflix version. So no matter what version you're watching, we want you to be at the screen where it just starts to fade up the names. If you're on Netflix, it says Paramount Presents, but it says Aurelio. Is that how you say his name? Aurelio De Laurentiis.
Areola
De Laurentiis and John Avnet present. And that's just right where we're going to begin. So as soon as you see those words fade up, that's where you're going to pause. Everybody, we'll wait for you to do that now. So pause your iPod, your iPhone, your Android, whatever it is you're listening to. Pause us now.
if your name is something like Aureola or Areola, and you don't wear green on St. Patrick's Day, you're so screwed.
I don't get that, but I'm thinking of nipples, so it doesn't matter.
That's what I'm thinking.
Because you get pinched.
I'm just thinking, oh, I got it. Nipple pinch. Got it.
Right.
All right, so now you're all set up because you paused us clearly, and now you're back, and we're ready to start this thing. So I'm going to count down 3, 2, 1, and when I do, the three of us, four of us rather, and you at home will hit play, and we will watch this film together. So here we go. Hit. So I'm going to, when I say one is when you unpause.
You say, oh, I see.
When I say one, the word one.
Okay.
So here we go. Holla. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, the music.
The music.
There we are.
All right, beautiful music. So for, just real quick here, this movie is all supposed to look all like retro 20s, right? 20s, 30s?
Spoiler
alert. 30s, right?
Spoiler. this is the earliest sign of that. Like, this looks like old school, like... see, now you get the big logo. We're seeing the big logo, right?
Yes.
Okay, making sure we're all synced up. But isn't that kind of iconoclastic, like total like retro cool? I like that right there.
This is probably the most exciting thing I remember about this movie. It's like, oh, the style is just beautiful.
Yeah. 2004, this movie, right?
Now, was this released in 3D?
No. That was 04 was before that 3D crap had come back in any kind of fashion.
It sure could have been because the entire film is animated. I mean, there's just, there's almost no shot.
It would be today. Today, this would be so 3D.
And not the real 3D, but I'm remembering those big clunky glasses that were all one piece, no hinge. And they go over your face. Yeah. Okay.
Well, let's find out. Sky Captain. See, we can do this while the movie's going.
Oh, right. Sure.
In 3D.
Thinking Indiana Jones is in there? It sure looks like it.
It kind of does have that vibe. Now, here's my only problem with the look. I think they should have gone pure black and white. Instead, they kind of went weird Sin City. You'll notice this in the faces here coming up. There's just enough color to say it's color.
Vials.
I think that's a mistake.
Well, those bullets are vials. I think I like it.
Those bullets vials. Are vials. Vials?
Those are vials.
I don't remember any of the stuff.
Vials. Vials of bile.
So...
I have a serious problem with people performing in half shadows. It's just a cheat. It really becomes the acting. You don't have to put on a great performance because we're going to shroud you in shafts of light. I'm really hoping this film overcomes that. Even
I don't think it does.
This is obvious.
Well, you think this is supposed to be like an alternate reality? Because we've got the Hindenburg 2 here, so is
that... this is the French reality.
Right.
But it's the world of tomorrow. So it's the reality of the future where the future is somehow stuck in the 30s.
Hindenburg 3, right? Did I read that right?
Oh,
on the
did
sun?
It say 3?
I thought it said 2. 3. I don't know. Maybe I'm seeing stuff.
Yours is
the
blurry.
2 also erupted in a big fireball over New Jersey.
Oh.
Ooh, dialogue. Let's see what's going on.
It's reading.
Oh, I should turn. I don't have what's in Hoochie. You can't turn on closed captioning. Caps. Yeah. That'd be cool.
I have fun.
Yeah. Well, you've got, yeah. It's a long story how we're watching this, but we won't bore people with it.
It's a very long story.
I love the idea, though, of dirigibles and freaking, we never got out of the steam era, you know, like that's, I guess it's sort of steampunkish.
I like that idea as long as you don't give me too many crazy future things at the same time.
Yeah.
Like if you go full bore into, you know, they have corded phones but also lasers. I get a little confused.
Well, my understanding was that some of the tech was actually advanced. This is actually supposed to be like the 30s, right?
Her handwriting looks exactly like Zap Chancery.
But it's the world of tomorrow, Brian.
Hindenburg 3, you're right. What date is that? 19 Yeah.
October 7th, 1980. No, 1989? Had to be.
What? This
1939. Okay.
All right. All of us are going to go back at the same time, the same distance.
Hey, sweet Polly Perkins.
Oh, that's a stupid name. Hey, check it out. It's Pepper Potts, everybody. It's
Polly
what's
Perkins
in the box?
Pepper Potts.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
This is very Indiana Jones here.
If you ever ask Gwyneth Paltrow to run down her list of characters, she's going to spit on you at least 4 times.
Right. <Yeah. laughs>
That took me a second. Just a second. Oh, the Chronicle. That's
that could be anywhere.
Hey, look at this, Toots. It's the Chronicle we're working at here. Yeah, see?
I'm so glad they don't talk like that in this film.
Ooh, what's this?
Is that hat CG?
There's a lot of CG.
Yes, there's so much.
So I looked it up, guys. No 3D version of this was ever converted or made or anything. 04 was too early for that stuff.
Well,
you can't even get The Incredibles in 3D.
Aurelio De Laurentiis for sure is thinking about it now, re-releasing this movie.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be, right?
It's in his head this minute. How can I make some more money off that thing I didn't make much money on?
You know why people didn't see the movie? Because it wasn't in the 3D.
There's Gambone.
Oh, yeah, Dumbledore.
Dumbledore 2. No, well, Dumbledore number 2, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The one that's okay. The one that had he been there the whole time, nobody would think twice.
Right.
But when you have Richard Harris to follow, that's rough, man.
And our favorite Western that no one ever watches, Open Rain.
I love that movie. When you say no one, clearly you don't mean me. I watch that all the time. Love that movie. But not enough people have seen it. You're right. So what's going on here with Pepper Potts and Old Man?
This is an actual set. They're not in front of a green screen.
Right. Well, there they are.
That'll be the last actual set of the rest of the film.
Right.
So that was kind of the deal with this thing, right? Lots of artificial sets. And yeah, I think that's part of what made it kind of lame at the time the reason people felt weird about it is it didn't select. That's a CGI car right there.
Everything is.
And that sucks because give me one good reason why you could, well, maybe budget, but wouldn't it have been nice to have actual streets and sets? And
I think there's kind of a quality to it, though. Yeah, there's kind of a quality.
It's a style decision.
Yeah,
but do you agree? It's very Sin City / 300 /
Oh, absolutely. This is right before that.
Yeah. And that's just the thing. Imagine 300 without all the CGI. Like, imagine trying to do natural light and everything for 300. It's it's a tiny film that nobody cares about.
This is madness. This is cardboard.
the Persians. I love 300 though. That's one of these movies that the look of it actually, well, I don't know. I think that one's done right.
At all the fake people.
Yeah, fake little heads.
Are they fake or are they green screened?
Are they rotoscoped?
I don't know.
They're probably like, they just filmed them sitting on wooden folding chairs and then they stacked them.
you know, Dunaway, you could be right. They could have filmed people sitting there and then rotoscoped right over them and made them up to look fake.
Somewhere over the
here's a little is that Laurence Olivier? No.
That's Jude Law's dad.
That's not the
Artie Johnson's character from Laughing.
this guy to me always looks like an older version of the dude what played the prison warden in Shawshank.
Oh, Shawshank. Yeah.
Maybe it's the glasses.
This guy is actually Eastern European.
Hello, yes. What's in the box? Almost 100 digital artists, modelers, animators, and compositors created the multi-layered 2D look and effect of the film.
I have never seen Gwyneth Paltrow's profile for so long.
Clearly you haven't seen... She's got a schnoz on her, doesn't she? Mm-hmm. No offense.
There's nothing wrong with that. I think it's sexy.
So
I mean, on him.
Ibbot and I had a conversation not long ago about whether or not Gwyneth Paltrow is still an A-list star.
Definitely.
Obviously, Avengers, right? Even though she's only there for a few minutes.
Yeah, but does that make her A-list?
No, that doesn't make her A-list, but she picks very carefully, and that's the definition of A-list is you can choose any film you want.
Well, she doesn't show her boobers. She doesn't have to anymore.
Right.
She used to have to, like they all do. It's kind of hard, actually, to find a successful actress and not find topless pictures of them. It's kind of hard.
Casting couch photos.
Yeah.
This is kind of interesting. There's a thing here. She's talking to this guy. He's telling her there's a conspiracy to kill all the scientists. He's the last person that he thinks is going to be killed. And then suddenly the air raid alarms go off. And you hear this sound saying, evacuate the city of New York?
Yeah.
Just going to evacuate New York?
Yeah, just get off the island. No big deal.
Yeah, no big deal.
Wait, you dropped your booklet from the Iron Giant.
Okay, that's impressive.
This stuff looks cool. I love the look of this.
Yeah, like propaganda film kind of feel to it.
Yeah. So is it, I mean, the movie didn't do super well. A lot of people said it was just story problems. I don't know what I have good memories of it like Ibbot does, but I don't think
it had mass appeal at the time. I mean, it was, I think nerds wanted to see it, but I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was too much of a gimmick for the time.
Harry, I think so too. Harry, listen to me, Harry. Severus wants to kill you, Harry. I can't hear his voice now and not think of Harry Potter. He's been so steeped in those films since three, yeah. Right? Did three through...
Two
was still Richard Harris.
Okay. Sir Richard Harris.
I only know that because my kids watched it to death. Hmm. They watched two over and over and over and over again.
Huh.
Sixth Avenue. Yeah. Oh, they're coming down.
She can tell like what street they're passing over from that distance.
She's good.
No, you know what? I do wish they talked like that in this. I wish they were all going, "Hey, what are you doing here?" I kind of like, missed that.
Hudsucker Proxy. Kind
yes,
of stuff.
She was so good. Mm-hmm. What was her name?
Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Yes, she was the. She was
from
in that Muncie. Other. Well, also in that, she was in that other Jude Law movie we saw with the flesh controllers.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yes.
Yeah, and she was also the single white female.
Existenz. Yeah.
Existenz. Oh my gosh, Existenz. See, look at this stuff. This is cool, man. See, I got real excited when this happened because I'm mm-hmm. all about the big barrel chested.
Oh, in case you can't see them, put a spotlight on them. There you go.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, there's two of them. Oh, there's
there
four.
They are. There they are.
Not for the spotlight,
they're,
Bill.
There are exactly as many robots as you have spotlights. It's a very strange tech.
There is a lot of reuse of that shot where three or four arms go up in a perfect line and point or shoot mm-hmm. guns or
right.
aim yes. or whatever.
Now, are the robots CGI?
No. Yes. No, absolutely not. They've hand-built. That guy was CGI for sure. Just kidding.
So there's only one person, like hundreds of robots. They're huge. They destroy buildings. We're going to call this one dude.
Well, right.
That is the with biggest radio tower ever.
What a, that, wow. That was like 100 miles tall.
That like is like the pushpin you see in a Google map.
Yeah. I see. I would just argue it's too dark. It just literally the lighting. Like if you'd have gone full black and white and then just brightened it up a bit. A little less, I don't know, because this isn't film noir at all. It's adventure. It's action adventure serials right, sure. from the 30s and 40s, you know?
Right.
Doesn't need to be all dark and like, she walked in my office that night, didn't know I'd ever see her again.
What was the fake character that Jean-Luc Picard likes to play on the holodeck?
Oh, I just watched one of those. Dick something. Dick. Ugh.
Bald Dick. What was it?
So they should have gotten Brent Spiner to narrate this movie, is what you're saying.
Hold on. Now I got to find it. Dick.
Oh, look out.
Gwyneth. Dick Grayson.
No, that's a freaking Robin. Hold on. Where is it? Dick something. Dick Picard.
Wow, these robots have no concern for this city.
Great. There's the internet for you. I looked up Picard and Dick, and I got his website
called.
There
you go. Show a little leg. That'll stop him.
Right.
Captain Picard is a dick. That's great.
Oh, I love you, Brian Ibbett.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, she had to rip her skirt so she could run better.
She could run, right.
Yes. Also, never, in case she showed up the Oscars.
So you can stick that old Angelina Jolie leg out.
Out. Yeah.
Can they not see these are metal robots? Why can't they shoot them like this?
Oh, look at this.
What's up?
What's he got there? It's like Batman
They're
stuff.
Too heavily shielded. Go for the legs.
Oh, look at this. This is Star Wars in action right here. Haven't seen this since the battle on Hoth.
These massive buildings won't hold up, but that clothesline will.
Well, just long enough for her to roll out of the way, which she could have done for the last 45 seconds.
It's kind of strange that
the
robots would have a primate skull on them.
Intimidating. This is like big eye. This is like big old Cylon eyes to me.
Or are you talking about the emblem?
The emblem on their chest.
Oh,
just kind of weird.
I was looking at their heads.
Like when you go to attack ants, do you put the emblem of a ant exoskeleton on your chest? No,
I hope so.
Go, Sky Captain. I still kind of have the hots for Jude Law.
I can totally understand that, Scott. I mean, given your latent homosexual tendencies.
It's true, dude. Man
he
crush.
Is, you know, of the action stars, he's probably the most close to effeminate. I wouldn't say he's effeminate, but I'd say he's...
You know what the problem is? The problem is with a pretty boy like this is they're going to have to do a lot to explain why we should like him. And I really dislike that. I prefer it when films give me a character to like that anybody could have played rather than.
Yeah, they're like monkey skulls.
He's got to be so beautiful.
I'm looking at it now. Those are like monkey skulls, right? On their chests. That's really weird.
They're sending out the all important signal.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's impressive.
It's kind of cool. We need a CGI car to get sucked over here.
Electro feet.
Oh.
We had enough of this crap.
That's too expensive. We're showing shadows now. We can't make that in CG.
It really is. Like, it really is a substitute for good movie.
Well, in a way, it's kind of that. It's also saying, hey, that's what we used to do in the old days. When you had to show action, you'd have someone over-explain it, like her in the phone booth going, they're coming over 6th Avenue. They're coming toward us now. And there's something about that I like, but I don't think you get away with it now as easily because people don't know that's what you're making a nod to. They think you're just being cheap.
By the way, if you were going to build massive city-attacking robots, would you make them bipeds? That's kind of inefficient.
Seems like. Mm-hmm. What'd you do? Intimidating. You four-leg them, or what would you do?
Tank wheel?
I'd build them like a Dyson vacuum.
The one with the ball?
The ball,
Turn on a dime. Yeah.
There's absolutely no reason for them to be biped.
You know, all it's taking is a few minutes into this film, or however far we are, 15 minutes, whatever, for me to realize this is so much better as a commentary movie. Because it's not dialogue. It's a series of vignettes in a way. I mean, I know there's dialogue later, but it seems like a lot of this movie is going to be like
this. Better be some plot, Scott.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that's part of its problem, though, or the reason people don't like it is it's all fluff.
There's multiple Hindenburgs. There's Hindenburg 3, Hindenburg 4.
I remember liking this because I was playing Crimson Skies back then when this movie came out, and I thought that was a great video game, and this was a lot like that. Kind of over the top.
See, again, this is pure animation, and I'm sad for that because there are some great massive hangars here and there in the Western world that would be so cool to film in.
Yeah.
There's an episode of Mythbusters where Adam and Jamie go and launch footballs in an incredibly large hangar.
Yeah. That would have been perfect, something like that.
Yeah.
Wasn't that not Swiss Miss. What was the big plane? Spruce Goose?
The Spruce Goose.
Swiss Miss.
That's so funny.
The little Dutch chocolate lady. You love it.
It'll never fly, see? Rabisi. Oh.
Okay. Name a film. Let's just assume that he's actually a sympathetic character in this film. Name one other film where Giovanni Ribisi isn't a little twat.
Schindler's List. I'm sorry.
Was he in that?
No, I'm sorry. Saving Ryan's Privates. That's what I meant. He was a medic in Saving Private Ryan. Sheesh. The title has become that for me.
It really has. Yeah, Saving Ryan's Privates.
He was great in that. He died terribly, and it made me sad.
Wasn't he in that, what was it, Memphis Belle, the one about the big plane with Matthew Modine and...
Maybe. He seemed like he'd be good there, right?
Yeah, I'm either remembering somebody a lot like him or I'm remembering him in there. I guess I can IMDb that.
Well, also, he was great on My Name is Earl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he was not likable, though.
Yeah. Well,
no.
Right.
Yeah.
The key to Giovanni Ribisi is like this mixture of his character in Boiler Room and Avatar, which, like I say, is a non-sympathetic twat.
Yeah. But I'd give him this and Private Ryan because he's a nice guy in that. He saves people. He saved Ed, what's his name, which takes a lot of guts. Can't think of his name, though. Guy who used to be a big shot in Hollywood now and nobody cares. Can't think of his name.
Ed Harris.
No.
Ed Norton.
No. Not Ed O'Neill. You can stop at O'Neill. And I can't remember. Ed Wood?
Ed Furlong.
No. I'm just going to look it up.
My friend Patsy met Ed Asner this week at Denver International Airport.
And really?
He brushed her boob.
No way.
Wow. Get out.
Yes.
What? How? What? What happened?
Well, she works at customer service, and he was on he's flying coach. Ed Asner, Lou Grant's flying coach.
Wow.
And so she had to help him with something, and he acts like he's reaching for something. He brushes her boob. And then they're talking, and the subject comes up of her mom. And he says, oh, does she fool around?
That's awesome. Dirty old man from Up. What's going on?
Exactly.
Edward Burns. That's who I meant. He's not doing it.
I would like to thank you very little for ruining Ed Asner for me. You've just completely ruined Ed Asner.
I told you, everybody in Hollywood's weird, man. Even in Asner. See, this it's too soft focusy and dark in there. Turn on a light. Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
How about a room light as opposed to a spot? Can you imagine a world where all lights were focused lights? Like, you just had spots on different things. You were like your keyboard and your shoes.
That'd be great.
That's no, it wouldn't. No.
Okay, it would be terrible. I'll tell you something about her in Avengers that really sold me on. She's on my A-list again. I can't speak for Hollywood. Dude, shorty freaking shorts. Woo!
Yeah, those
she looked great.
Fantastic.
She stayed well in shape.
Huh. I really honestly don't know what you're talking about.
Are you
right
serious?
Now. I saw the movie.
Oh.
I know.
That was the best special effect in the film. Are you kidding me?
What the hell are you talking about?
She wears
she's
these cute
around,
little short
Stark
shorts.
Tower and little cut off jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I remember she's wearing a business suit on an airplane.
And this is like one of the opening scenes where.
All right.
I'm going to find it.
No. Watch this movie.
I want to find a picture of it and watch this movie.
Yeah, tell us what happens.
All right, so Sky Captain's pissed off at her because he thinks that she's responsible for sabotaging his plane and trapping him in like a Siberian prison for months.
Right.
Mm.
I just think you'd just walk in and shoot her. Like, if that was really the case, you'd just shoot her.
Well, here's a problem I'd like to bring up. They're trying to go all film noir here.
Right.
And it's hard for me to take seriously.
Mm.
There you go. What's his name in this movie? Is it Rusty?
Not Dex.
Dex. That's
Dex.
It. That's it. And he's basically like Scotty or...
the engineer.
The yeah. engineer, right. There's a trope for you.
Yeah.
That guy. What are they looking at? The robot?
Yeah, the...
Oh my yeah, God, it's a big hanger.
There's so many tropes here.
What is this? A tiny anytime, room with green screens on the wall?
Right.
Anytime you're attacked by newfangled technology, you always get a little bit of it, but not a lot. Yeah. Then you find out that somebody's actually been stockpiling it for decades secretly. Right. These kind of tropes.
Ah, number five.
Ooh, I like perfect. That one. Look at that.
Number five.
Is not Johnny alive.
Number five. Number five is not alive. Is
dead. With that cool like single eye light in the middle of the head, I love it.
Right. Coat and cough.
Must be Danish with a name like that.
Coat and cough. That's a Laurence Olivier guy, right?
Oh, is it?
I think so.
Yeah, yeah.
He's dead now, right?
He was dead then, too.
Yeah. He's CGI.
Shut up. He was alive, wasn't he?
No, he wasn't. He died like, at 80-something?
What?
Yeah, they did. They Fred Astaire'd him into the vacuum cleaner commercial.
I didn't know this. I didn't know this. That's great.
Yeah, born, died in 1989.
Okay. So they really did do that? They just took some old footage of him doing stuff?
Right.
Okay. I'm really hoping that,
archive
that
footage.
There has been tons of 3D video taken of Brad Pitt so that 100 years from now he can star in movies.
I hope not.
They're just getting better at this stuff.
Yeah, they're not going to need old footage. They'll just be able to create a CGI clone of somebody and have them have all the mannerisms.
Yeah.
What's she taking a picture of? The robot?
Her ass.
Her arse.
That's what I was thinking. I'm going to send that to him later.
It's interesting.
Gonna Instagram that.
They've spent years collecting all this awesome advanced technology, but they haven't figured out how to make a digital camera yet.
Yeah. That's true.
Or how to shape a car to
like
not
that,
look
though.
Round.
I think that's great. It's a style and a motif I'm into. It's weird execution here. It's too dark.
You can't call it steampunk. There needs to be a different word for it.
Yeah, it's not the right word. What is the word?
It's deco. It's like Art Deco.
Art Deco?
Yes, but that was an actual thing. And this is a combination of some of the way things looked in the 30s and 40s and then like newfangled tech.
It deserves its own thing.
It's very Dick Tracy to me.
Huh.
Polly Perkins, that ain't a real name. Go away.
Don't answer that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
What about it? It's open.
Hello.
Well, he is Sky Captain. He should just jump.
All right. Let's see you do it there, buddy.
Okay, so he's a, yeah, so he's a Superman. All right.
Mm-hmm.
This is all trope.
Mm-hmm.
Complicated way to get into something.
Yeah.
Right. Give up finally because the somebody else just shoots. It's Indiana Jones shooting the guy with the knife.
Exactly.
Let's see. I got to look up Rabisi's sister.
What the hell does that have to do with?
I want to see what she, you guys got me thinking about her. I want to see what she looks like. Oh, Giovanni with the mustache. He's got a sweet mustache going.
Yeah, he does.
That's pretty tight. Let's see.
I am prepared to like Giovanni Ribisi. I just want to say.
Yeah. Oh, I like him. I like
Baby in a Jar. That's what we got here.
Ew.
Ew.
Oh.
That's kind of gross.
Must be like a baby alien.
Am I drunk?
Is it
am I hearing
sound?
An elephant?
I'm hearing a little right. sound. Oh, yeah, there's a little elephant. Right. I remember this now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's a tiny elephant. Remember, they have a little...
Okay.
They've shrunk let's an just, elephant. Look at that.
Let's just... Of all the creatures on this earth that could get shrunk and made into house pets, this is way near the top of the list.
Uh-huh. How cool would that be?
Oh, a whole awesome. Herd of them roaming around your backyard?
Those Stop things, touching my elephant.
Those things poo a lot.
But can you imagine a whole bunch of tiny ones all trumpeting at the same time? Oh, cutest animals ever.
They poop a lot.
Hey, they got a tank back there.
Let's see.
These will strongly compete with miniature koalas for my favorite house pet.
Ooh, it's a Sith.
His mom's name is Gay Rabisi, by the way.
Nice.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's good.
Well, it's good she had children then.
She's happy.
Gina Rabisi. That's not her.
That's a bilingual, right?
Whoa, that's look bilingual. At that business.
Who has a fantastic IMDb picture.
Oh, Biling, yeah.
Biling, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, check out Biling, everyone. Was that Biling right then?
Yeah, I think that was Biling.
Okay.
You couldn't tell? Oh, the bangs?
Gayling or straightling, I didn't know.
Yes.
Oh, stop it. Okay, so heavily Europeanly accented professor did not.
What's he dying from?
He just got assassinated.
Being old.
Yeah, he got shot with her Spacey gun, didn't he?
The whole point here is that somebody's killing scientists and Polly's gonna find out why.
It'd be a lot of fun to exist in that. I love the look of the time that this is sort of torn from. I could
Daylack, you see it?
Mm-hmm. I would really prefer that Jude Law stop looking like Tobey Maguire out of the corner of my eye.
Ooh, weird.
Why are you watching out of the corner of your eye?
I'm getting a Shia LaBeouf vibe in the dark from him.
So Batman. It's Batman.
It's been 8 years since this has been out. Do you think it would do better today?
I think it would.
Yeah.
With Avatar and people being a little bit more used to seeing.
Yeah, I think they also would have refined the look. It wouldn't be this dark and muddy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think they could have made it a little more day glow.
As much as certain acquaintances of ours hate it, I think this would actually make a very good 3D film, and I'd like to see it in 3D.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe, because that is one of the things that I think made Avatar so good in 3D is that because it was CGI, they had a little bit more flexibility with the effect.
Robots with flapping wings, dude.
Brilliant.
This is ridiculous.
This is great.
Who would build a flying machine with flapping wings?
It's intimidation.
Right. It's ridiculous.
That. Oh, there they come.
But it looks cool.
It does look cool. Look at them tear that place up.
Pearl Harbor.
Take that, Michael Bay. Take that right in the bum.
Yeah.
This is so video game.
Did they make a video game for this?
I don't think so.
Borrowed like pop-up turrets from like StarCraft.
I want video game and I want action figures of the giant robots and the flying things.
Yeah, just the flying things and the robots.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be really cool. See,
she's gonna sit.
That would be a lot better if she was talking in 40s talk. You can't go now.
Everything would. You've got me hooked. Now.
I've got you. Yeah, I've got you convinced. I can't find his sister.
The only thing that they actually made, toy wise, was his.
Jude Law.
No, just his plane.
Really,
like Sky Captain's plane. Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
Oh, wow. Did you know that Giovanni Ribisi is the brother-in-law of Beck?
Get out of here.
Devil's haircut. Yeah, the girl you like married Beck. That's right. Yeah. We talked about that during Dazed and Confused.
Isn't that weird? Oh, she looks so different, you guys.
If they get divorced, she gets one turntable and half a microphone.
Oh, you're so clever.
That's pretty good. She is, by the way, she is his twin brother, sister, rather, born the same day, and she looks totally different now than she did in that movie. So take that. Take that, everyone.
One turntable and half a microphone. Tell me you've made that joke before.
No, I just...
Damn.
The music ones are easy.
You don't believe that it was so horrible I could have come up with it on the spot?
Yeah, right?
See, that looks pretty great. This is where the movie shines for me. Because it shines nowhere else, literally. It's all dark everywhere.
I don't know. I have a feeling that we haven't seen Angelina Jolie yet.
Oh, yeah, and she's in her big fortress in the air, right?
That's right. She's
Oh, don't say that.
I think so.
Is that a spoiler? Oh,
there was Samuel L. Jackson.
That's right. The S.H.I.E.L.D. helicarrier.
Right.
Look at that city. That's cool.
I love the spotlights, too. I mean, everywhere there's spotlights.
Yeah, everything looks like multiple sets for a 20th Century Fox ad or a bumper or something.
Why do they keep attacking that one thing?
Because it's a core thing, right? Like a weird... Whoa.
Cover it up.
Yeah, put your hand up. That'll help from those 50 millimeter bullets. Milk of magnesia? What's that for?
Nausea.
Oh, I've never taken it. So if you're nauseated, you take that. All right.
Like, you know, because he's flying crazy.
Okay.
She's going to throw up. But probably not.
Whoa, barely made it through your... Whoa, let the 3D go. See, wow. I thought that would look pretty good in 3D.
Mm-hmm.
Oscilloscope. Dex. Isn't that a name of something else in a sci-fi movie? Someone else? Dex.
Yeah, sci-fi channel.
Something Dex.
Like Dax.
Dax, maybe that's what I'm thinking of. She was hot. She was. I thought she was... Woo.
I'm just glad you also admitted that Jude Law is hot.
So the who? The who?
I'm just glad you also admitted that Jude Law is hot.
Oh, totally. Well, you know, as a dude, for me, for a straight guy, I mean.
You're equivocating as hysterical.
He's the only guy, Hollywood dude I look at and go, yeah, he's an attractive guy.
Mm-hmm.
The only one?
Yeah, no. I really can't think of many others.
Clooney?
No.
Dude,
Clooney looks too much like his dad, and his dad used to do a local news channel here. When Clooney's dad worked here in the Salt Lake Market in the news, he looked just like his son. So I never could quite get over that, and it bugged me, and he's not like handsome to me. He's like just a guy to me. Hmm. Although, okay, I'll take it back. In what was that show we saw with him, the Tarantino one? The vampires?
Dust Till Dawn.
Dust Till Dawn. Yeah. Looked pretty good in that. I'll give you that one. I think his eyes are weird.
This would have been so good in 3D.
I think it would have been good in some lighting.
Mm-hmm.
No, I want to see what's going on. Think it was more of a stylistic choice or a way of covering up the fact that we have to fake a lot of this?
No, it's definitely a stylistic choice. It just has a lot of benefits.
Mm.
And I think it makes people lazy.
Oh.
My opinion.
Yeah, it could be an artifact just of the method that they use to doctor the look, you know?
Right.
We can make it look, you know, like it's from the 30s, but it's going to darken a little bit. Go ahead, do it.
Oh, that was
awesome.
Oh, dude.
Also tropey, but awesome. Joe, there's a big thing of stuff. Oh no, product placement. What are we going to do?
Don't ruin the product placement. That's very important.
It's just painted with such a thick brush.
Yeah.
Like I have the same problem with Sin City. I don't hate that movie, but it's so thick. It's like, okay, it's like we get it. You can make it look like, you know, Frank Miller barfed this all up for you. I get it. Dirty yellow bastard. Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, totally.
She's way too relaxed. I'd be pooping my pants.
Maybe she is, and she's just not letting on.
Gwyneth Paltrow, if she's nothing but, if not poised. She has
a poopy diaper right now.
That's right.
Could they not put that fire out with milk and magnesia?
Oh,
wow. Oh, Ribisi.
I would think that would
work. Oh, shite.
Here, all along, I've wanted Gwyneth Paltrow to get squished, and Giovanni Ribisi gets squished.
I like that it's mostly inconvenient.
Oh, look right. At
that thing. Look at right. That. The thing falls on his leg and he doesn't even peep.
Yeah, he's still chewing his gum. Those are cool, dude. Mm-hmm.
So many great toys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, get your freaking Trek gun. That reminds me of the snake that my son just got. Oh, wow.
Wow. Oh. That's a.
See, there's another trope. Yeah. When you've been collecting this stuff for years and just don't know exactly what to do with it, you will find use for it when you get attacked.
Bailing. Or is it Biling?
Biling.
She's aerodynamic.
She's the new model. Also, he just gets kidnapped. He doesn't get killed.
Mm-hmm.
That trope got ruined.
You don't know.
Well, that's true. I don't know.
Whenever you shoot the good guy's plane, it just makes a lot of black smoke.
Yeah.
Yes, you're going to kill us. Unless Joe. Our plane is made of unobtainium, this is going to kill us.
Joe, what are you doing? You're heading straight down. Gwyneth, read it like you're in a plane going down. I can't do it. What's in the box? Oh, that's cool. Oh, I forgot the underwater bit.
No.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, yeah. Not possible. No.
Brian, or Brandy, this is a thing. Check it out.
No.
How rad is that? Look at that.
Destroys the plane just like it did those other ones.
I totally forgot that this was the thing in this movie. He's all James Bond in this.
If he could have folded the wings back, maybe.
The aliens have tech that lets them make metal wings that flap, but somehow we have tech that lets us dive bomb at 500 miles an hour straight into the water?
That's right.
No.
Are we having this conversation?
They are total frenemies.
Look, Polly. He's great in AI, by the way. I know Brian hates that movie, but I like
nothing,
I like him.
No
in
one
AI.
Is good in AI.
Whatever, he's good in it. He's about the only thing for me, but I don't hate that movie. Whatever, it's all right. There are worse things in life than AI. And don't say Minority Report because I won't agree with you there either.
There are definitely worse things than AI. Say Troll 2.
I think more planes. Mm-hmm. We should go back to a time when planes, fighter planes, are graffitied up with like buxom babes and teeth on the front.
And have teeth. Yeah, yeah, right.
So
they still do that, actually.
Do they?
Yeah.
On like jets that's still and stuff? A thing.
Yeah.
Like an F-16 or something.
Yes, that's still a thing. Absolutely.
All right.
Yes.
Can I
rant a little bit about the leaving the water at airspeed?
Yes.
Ridiculous. Unless you are a rocket. Yeah. And even then, rockets fall over when they leave the water and then they have to right themselves.
Yeah.
There's no way you could get airspeed while underwater.
Dex, where are you? I'm buried under the rubble. How will I shave Ryan's privates now?
I can do it from down here.
Look, they're looking for stuff, right?
They're looking for that piece of paper.
These are the dig through shit robots that they made.
Okay, so we got some tentacle stuff going on here.
Yeah.
Japanese
anime. Huntai or hentai, whatever they call it.
Pull out a pistol. That'll help.
Oh, right.
See?
Right in the face.
Right in the beam, the high beam.
He found his photon torpedo port.
Oh.
Luke.
I did not see that coming.
Oh.
Neither did the robot.
Ooh.
That's great.
Use the environment. Use the environment.
You know what? I like the... Oh, uh-oh.
And when the enemy suddenly leaves, you should too.
That means they're about to blow the place up, right?
or something. It's like if you're near the water's edge of the ocean and the water suddenly leaves.
You know what? I'm kind of liking this more this time.
It's because of the brine.
You're right. It's hanging out with you guys, but
it's the four exactly. It's the
well. Then let's watch all bad movies mode. This way, because then we'll enjoy them more.
I vote for Silver Bullet.
Oh, Buck Rogers. Let's do it.
All right. Brian's been pushing for Silver Bullet for a while.
Wants it.
Dunaway wants that Silver Bullet business.
When those vials are making the rounds.
Comics.
Yeah. That's what the answers are.
We'll get those Nazi scum. It's the last thing we do.
She's good at finding stuff.
Yep. Double Seriously? Bubbled condom wrapper.
Ooh, see if there's a joke on the back.
Seriously, you should be getting out of here.
Save those for points.
That'd be a fun replica. We should tell Bill Duran to make one of those, Brian.
Yes. So you can show it to people. They say, ooh, what's that from? Sky Captain, the World of Tomorrow.
Oh, shoot. I don't know what that is, or I hate that.
I think it'd be cheaper to get the actual gun from Sky Captain, the World of Tomorrow.
Oh, that's why Dex was chewing gum.
Did he stick it up there?
Yeah.
Nepal. Oh, here comes Indiana Jones action where they do a dotted thing, right?
Okay, so all the robots leaving for no reason was just like a MacGuffin.
Does anyone need to take a poo here? Like, or eat? Does no one need
it's
to
the
eat?
Movies.
Oh.
And us. Like, no, we went before we started this thing.
She has really big pockets. She's got everything in there.
I think she's... Ooh. I think she's more attractive in the Avengers than in this. She's wearing shorty shorts.
Why is he wearing goggles all the time?
I can't believe you didn't remember her in those shorts. That was hard to not remember.
Huh.
You got to go again.
I noticed her freckles.
Yeah, those are always
cute. Wow.
I'm a fan.
You were sitting way too close to the screen.
I'm a freckle fan. Oh, they drew the robot? No wonder they figured out how to make him. Oh, clearly, we just need to draw them. Look at that. See that whole just industrial complex, massive machinery, building more tanks than we're capable of, period, in our history. It's just so mythic in a way. I love that. Love the look of all that.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, bailing.
You know, this makes me want to watch Rocketeer.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
It's not forever.
Yeah, it's a great movie, though. That's a good one. Rocketeer's based on a comic or an old serial?
No, a comic.
Okay. I think they did some serials as well, like old crappy Saturday afternoon things.
No, I think it was Stevens. God, what was his first name? Came up with it for the comics and made it look like it had an old thing to it.
Mm-hmm. What was it called? Rocketeer, right?
Rocketeer, yeah.
I was curious. Oh, yeah, there's the old comics. Adventure Magazine. Rocketeer Adventure Magazine, they called it.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, no. That was that's the one from, Dave Stevens. That's one from 1982.
Oh, that's the 82 one. Where's the old one?
It's an homage to the Saturday matinee heroes of the 1930s and 40s.
Oh, okay.
I am loving this music.
Yeah, it's really good.
I hope he doesn't run into that big radio tower.
Huge. He'd fly through it, not even see the sides of it.
Right.
I'm getting a genuine Williams vibe on this music. He didn't do it, did he?
No.
Okay. I wouldn't think so. This seems out of his pay grade or under it.
I'd forgotten about the H11OD thing on the tail and how that comes into play.
Mm.
By the way, greatest Iranian comedian in the world right there.
Yeah, that's the guy I was talking about earlier. I love that guy. Isabu, whatever. He's in The Mummy and some other stuff.
I wonder if there are any other Iranian comedians.
Is there a lot of competition for greatest Iranian comedian?
Vienna sausages.
I think he's hilarious. That guy's great. He's got a great face.
Yeah.
And he's fat. That's always funny, right? Let's see.
That is funny. Then I'm effing hilarious.
I'm so funny. Oh, he did all the music for War Horse. He's still doing stuff.
Who?
John Williams. I mean, I knew he was doing things, but I didn't know he was like directly composing for big movies anymore.
Hey, look.
Music's very Williams-esque, though. Of course, most of Hollywood is Williams-esque these days. Hey, he was in Iron Man.
Oh, the first one, yeah.
Yeah. He was bad in that, or mean, I mean. I forgot about that.
He wasn't the bad guy. The bad guy was...
Right. He was the dude from 24. He was just like his helper, or yeah, one of his minions.
Yeah. What's that guy's name? He was also in Star Trek 11.
Yeah, he played Captain... Well, yeah, in the first ship. The George Kirk ship, right?
Yeah.
He's cool. I like that guy a lot. If you need a good terrorist, that guy. Hire that guy.
A storm is coming. Oh. Winter.
Oh.
Winter is coming.
Look, it's the wall. It's the wall.
Yep.
And there's some crows on the wall. Oh, I missed that earlier. He's her editor. That's who Dumbledore is in this?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, look at that.
That big bridge.
We're going to hear Saruman on the tower going, blah, 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 from clear across the thing. Whoa, snow hole.
You're just doing that to make sure we're all synced up, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm just right. Snow hole, a path going up a thing. Okay, we're good. A
couple towers, two towers, twin towers.
This stuff is cool. I like this. I feel like I'm playing a Nathan Drake movie all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
Nathan Drake movie. That's funny. Only that would have modern tech.
Yeah, it would. What is she wearing? That's awesome.
Where's my tauntaun? I'm cold.
That's my tauntaun. It's also my camel and Wookie.
You blew it up. Oh no, never mind.
Oh, look at that.
Whoa. It's a large structure.
That's a Ralph McQuarrie painting.
That's no moon. Her acting's a little dead in this.
Yeah, absolutely.
So is his.
They all respond better, I bet, to real sets and real people.
I would think so. I would think it's got to be really hard to, you know, walk across a sound stage and pretend you're walking through snow.
Like for example, if you were in a little plane that suddenly started diving at top speed toward the water, you wouldn't be complaining. You would be screeching at the top of your lungs. You know, with everything you had, and I don't know, maybe it's badly directed.
But she's a tough reporter with a lot of moxie there, Randy.
But
give her some credit, Shane.
I'm taking credit away from the director is what I'm doing.
Whatever. I just want to use that voice more often, so you gave me an excuse.
I was wondering when he's going to use it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Radiation.
Fake little who? Oh, is that what it is? Geiger.
Geiger.
Right, so they're in a facility that's clearly got like uranium or plutonium or something. Did I just say plutonium?
Awesome. You said plutonium.
Plutonium.
I want that.
Unobtainium. Plutonium.
Get that from bananas.
Yeah. Oh, I just realized. Well, I'll fix that.
So she's kind of on an adventure like Dorothy from Kansas was.
A little bit.
I'm starting to...
Scarecrow.
An Asian.
Oh, okay. Can we line up the characters we've met so far with the Tin Man and the Scarecrow and the Cowardly Lion?
Probably. Cowardly Lion's got to be the Iranian guy, right?
Really?
These guys would be the henchmen, so they'd be more like the flying monkeys.
Yeah.
Is that how the music goes? I'll start it. Fly, my pretty fly.
That was a pretty good Wicked Witch of the West right there.
Well, actually, I can't tell you the last time I saw Wizard of the Oz.
You mean other than 40 minutes ago?
I really haven't seen it in a long time.
Again, other than at the beginning of this movie?
They're going to make out.
No, they're supposed to hate each other.
They're like Luke and Leia and Han Solo. What are you going to do now? One of us is going to have to eat the other one. Who's it going to be? What was the movie that was set in the Andes with the soccer team?
Alive.
That thing still haunts me. Sometimes I just have to see snow in a movie, and I think of that movie.
Ooh, I'd be so cold to eat somebody.
Yeah, like really cold people, that gets me every time. They're like peeling meat off of people's dead butts. Ugh.
Right. So you see snow, it makes you hungry.
No, it makes me go, I don't want to be in the snow.
You have chosen a peculiar place to live.
Well, I mean, we get snow, but it's not that bad. 90 degrees today. It's beautiful.
Wow.
It's gorgeous. Oh, my gosh, you guys.
Where's the Wile E. Coyote yet? Come
Holy
on.
Holy crap. What are they going to do?
Oh, my gosh.
Is that a fuse?
Pee on it.
A burning fuse.
Pee on it.
Spit on it. Anything.
Yeah.
Pull it out. Just
cut your hand and bleed on it.
Pee a lot now.
Too late.
Cut your hand and bleed on it.
They climbed up there and peed quickly.
I wonder how quick you could put a fire out with a bloody stump.
It depends on how endangered my life seems.
He's MacGyvering it up, dude.
Yeah.
I think she has bad breath in this movie.
Really?
Yep. I do.
I think she always tastes like a fresh Tic Tac. Mm.
I think outside of this, I think that, but in this movie, something about it. Like sauerkraut or freaking... Or she ate a bowl of cereal 2 hours ago and forgot to brush her teeth when she was done.
He just said, can we just for once die without arguing? And I'm just like, yes, I would really, this movie would go so in the right direction if they both flew up right now.
Yeah. Let's go. I'm funny, man. Ooh.
Oh my
gosh.
Always got to go back for the cat.
The camera.
Yeah, but the cat. The cat. It's Jones and Alien.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, video game blow up.
See, I totally wanted them to get blown up and improve the movie until the Iranian comedian came back in.
Where have you guys been?
I want to see a movie
where...
He's
the Sala of freaking this movie. He's just like that.
I want to see a movie where something blows up and the character jumps, you know, at the point of the explosion and lunges forward, but is easily, you know, a block away from the explosion and has no reason to jump.
Like Hot Fuzz.
Did they do that in Hot Fuzz?
Yeah, they all run out of an armory where they think a mine is blowing up, and they all dive over a wall, and then it turns out it's not. It doesn't actually threaten them. Okay, so
this is a long look.
Wow.
Yeah, that boob's exposed. Okay, the other boob's exposed. Damn, I'm naked.
I think I might be naked.
She's in bed with Jude Law.
Hey,
where's Iranian at?
He's over there looking at him. He's on the other end with his feet in the middle of them.
If you were
this is
like
the first use of roofies in film.
Yeah. If you were nursing people back to health, would you scatter the rose petals? I don't know.
I guess that is what it is. It was like chips, potato chips.
They're being force fed.
Fell asleep with a bag there.
Artisan Doritos.
Hold on.
Oh, come on. Damn it.
I have to write down the phrase artisan Doritos.
He is a fire hazard. Look at his chest.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like gross.
I've put some thought into this, and I've decided that if that happened to me, like if that kind of hair started growing out of me, I would save up the money for laser surgery.
Mm.
Surgery, laser hair removal.
It's like Robin Williams and one of the Baldwin brothers had a baby.
That's pretty good. Oh, that's gross. I used to work for an Iranian guy, and he'd have us to his house for company parties. He had a pool, and he'd take off his shirt and put on his trunks and look just like that.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, that is foul.
Jude Law can pretend he's not naked. He's wearing a sweater.
Yeah, exactly. Looks like Ken Watanabe.
So while they were asleep, before they discovered their situation, who was spooning whom?
Well, I know where you'd stay the warmest, but I don't know.
Those aren't pillows.
Oh, why have we not watched Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
That movie's so good.
Mm-hmm. Is that why?
I love that movie. I watch it every November. That's the other reason, probably.
How about Uncle Buck? Could we watch Uncle Buck?
Yeah, we could do Uncle Buck.
Comedies, isn't it?
Yeah, comedies are hard. I don't know. We could probably get away.
It's hard for me to do comedies on this.
Comedies are hard because the dialogue's more important than this. Because they're telling jokes, right?
So which World of Warcraft zone are they in?
Let's see.
Is there floating stuff above them?
Some silver moon action.
They're in Rivendell.
Rivendell. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, this is totally Rivendell.
How the hell do you get Rivendell?
It looks Rivendell-ish.
How did they get here? What?
Blimp.
Somebody okay, knew you. Somebody.
The obvious answer.
Somebody knew someone. Oh, no, I've got two. Did she have to say that? We just saw the number.
Just erase some of the other pictures.
Were there blind people watching this movie going, what'd she say? How many were left? Oh, good, she said. See, now I can't look at him without thinking of that carpet he's wearing. Short, too, isn't he?
It's just so sad for him that there wasn't more of it on his head.
Could do a comb up.
From his neck all the way back over to his forehead. Wrap it around.
Gross.
Oh, my gosh. Comb up.
He's got plenty between his eyebrows.
Ugh. Once again, wow. I would laser that area so hard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not vain or anything, but...
Yeah, there are just certain things you've got to do. Just the general upkeep.
Dude, look at that guy's gnarly hand.
That's CGI.
Is this Chief Running Buck or what is this?
It's like, supposed to be? It's like a living pharaoh.
Tutankhamun.
Now I get it. Living pharaoh. It's not Danish. It's Egyptian.
Are they talking in Egyptian?
Oh, geez, don't kiss him.
You're gonna give him a gentle kiss.
Will anyone ever get worked up in this film?
Oh, but look at that hand, dude.
Oh, Yoda.
That was totally Yoda.
What are we supposed to be looking at there at the eye? Just that
is
it's
that
gone.
Eyelid, or is it? Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. No, I'm. That's my question. Mm.
Ooh, it's a tiny pick.
It's the most useless pick ever.
Right.
Where was this plane this whole time?
We're on
back at base camp,
just circling above him.
It was just cruising around under the ocean
on autopilot. You could see that.
It's a star. What was that?
A runner. And this is where they think the evil dude lives, right?
Right, Tunkov.
That's where they're headed. See, I think this is better in real black and white. I think this flesh tone added thing is dumb.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, I do.
Do you think black and white would make the acting better?
No, but it would make the motif more like it. I don't know. I mean, if you're going to go that way, make it look like a movie made in the 30s, then go all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Like that silent movie that won the thing last year.
I wish these two would the hurry artist, up and yeah. go all the way.
Yeah, dude. Look at her. She's checking them out.
You smell
You've
interesting.
Got a weird nostril
could
hair.
Totally do it in that plane.
Oh, here she goes again.
Wow.
Don't kiss his mole. Oh, don't oh, do
by
it.
The way,
she can't. She's having a hard time. Pay attention.
Scott,
like,
if you get a chance to watch the current Inside the Actors Studio, it's the cast of Mad Men.
Oh,
John Slattery makes that exact noise.
Does he really? The frrrt noise?
Yes.
Awesome.
Multiple times.
You just made me want to watch that.
I think he was describing his favorite noise ever.
Mm. Is there anyone What's missing from that group? Is it all of the main stars of Mad Men?
It's, let's see, John Hamm, Slattery, Pete Campbell, Joan. Oh, what's her face? Elizabeth Moss is not there.
Is she the one that looks like my Aunt Phyllis? What's her name?
Yeah.
Can't think of her name. Who's she play? The young, the
secretary. The girl who got pregnant by Pete Campbell.
Right, right. That's too bad. She's really good.
She's really good.
How come she didn't show? They didn't say?
She was, no, they actually talked about it. She's filming a film in Australia, I think.
If you guys knew my Aunt Phyllis, you'd freak out. She looks exactly like her.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's really weird. From that era, too. Like, that's when my aunt would have been about her age. It's really weird. First thing we said when we saw the first episode, we're like, oh, my God.
Come to think of it, my aunt looks exactly like Christina Hendricks, only she's shorter and her face is all different.
Wow. Hey,
that map had a giant north, south, west, east thing.
Yes.
Okay, I wasn't the only one who saw that. All right.
Compass Rose, yeah. Why do they need a compass on the plane?
I think he's going to swear. Where are you effing something? Oh. We're going to land on a cloud. Oh. See? Avengers, dude. Spoilers. Avengers.
I have two shots left.
Aww.
I'll take two of them.
Oh, remind us.
Wait, did you not get that before? Because now, now I got it. Okay, so this isn't... Angelina Jolie's with them. She's not evil. I remember now.
Right. Looks like it.
I remember now.
And she has an eye patch, too.
She does.
Just like Samuel L. Jackson.
She also has a mouth patch. Oh, wait. Those are her giant lips in this.
Right.
Are you sure?
Yes, they're huge.
CGI.
And they're all creased up like they got... You could keep... Like there's a fourth of a piece of bacon jammed in one of her lip crevices, creases. Just look at her. You'll see what I mean. Check these things out. Look at these things. I always hate hearing her accent because it's really good, but I know it's fake.
Right.
So it's like watching my sister try to do a voice or something.
Yeah.
What? That's rude.
That is the competition.
That's rude, man.
So do they draw a new eyebrow over that one? Because it's a lot higher than the other eyebrow.
It is a lot. It's all Spockish.
Oh, it's awesome.
It's all inquisitive Spock. The British are in charge of... They have air superiority, clearly.
Clearly.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Some business going down here.
What is that guy looking at with binoculars?
Ooh, Klaus, that one looks like a bunny.
Whoa.
Oh, should I be looking down? Oh, holy crap, there's missiles.
Can we get an extra that looks like Dabney Coleman, please? Thank you. I like this. Transparencies are the technology they got going here for the little planning map. Oh.
Oops.
Ali.
All right, huge, huge trope.
It's almost like you can't call it a trope. It's almost like
she butt dialed the helicarrier.
I'm having memories of a big underwater battle in his plane. Did that there happen? Is there? Yes. Oh man, we're gonna shortly. It's gonna suck.
We've lost one of the rotors.
Yeah, they need Iron Man to go spin it up. Yeah. Spoilers.
Iron Man just knows exactly what to do.
She has no women, just men. See, look at that big hole in her lip. It's like a big paper cut.
So
you're talking about the crease, her lip bottom.
Yeah, the
lip
bottom
crease?
One. She doesn't have that as much anymore.
So the classic ridiculous problem is you've got a blonde, you've got a brunette. They both like you, but neither one are willing to completely show it.
Or commit, ultimately.
This one is damaged. And
talking about the eye patch?
Yes.
I thought you meant emotionally.
Probably that, too.
Oh, my gosh. She's Nick Fury. And that's the floating fortress.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, I'm a little slow on that.
Scott's 15 minutes behind us.
Oh yeah, look at this. I forgot
rockets.
About this. This is great.
Stormtroopers.
Yeah, I like this more than I thought I did.
Nice Cylon bridge they've got on this thing.
I'm having a ball with it. All right, Sky Captain. Go be water captain.
What, she's with him? Why is she going with him?
Just to look like the angry puppy in the back seat.
Who's he going to end up with, the blonde or the brunette?
He's kind of a douche about it.
Yeah. So is she.
So was she still with Billy Bob Thornton in 2004? Or is she with Brad Pitt yet?
Brad.
Remember when she walked around with Billy Bob's blood around her neck?
He was still with Jennifer Aniston in 2004, wasn't he?
I think so.
Really?
I think so, yeah. I think that was far enough back. It may have been trouble time for them or something. But remember when she had that vial of his blood she'd wear around her neck all the time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When did Billy Bob Thornton die? Is what you get when you Google that. When did Billy Bob Thornton die? weird.
How do you go from Thornton to Brad Pitt? Like,
it's quite a jump.
Quite a jump. I mean, I wonder if somebody just one day said, "Hey, you could do better than this old rusty turd." Yeah, you're right. Brad Pitt. Whoa. Oh, yep. Here we go. Dude. That's awesome.
Nope. She broke up with him May 27th, 2003. Well, the divorce was finalized.
Oh, okay. So, all right.
But early 2005, she was involved in a well-publicized Hollywood scandal accused of being the reason for the divorce of Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston. So, yeah, they might have been messing around right about now.
Wait, were Aniston and Pitt married?
No.
Oh.
Divorce of actors Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston.
Wait, the internet says that?
Wikipedia says. Wikipedia says the divorce of Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston.
Weird. Maybe they were married. I thought they were just.
They were?
Must have been.
Was there a big wedding?
Probably some private stupid thing.
Are you bummed you weren't invited?
Right. No, I just don't remember. You would think that would be like a wedding that you'd remember.
Let's see.
No, who gives a shit? I don't care.
They were married July 29th, 2000. Okay. In a
really,
private wedding ceremony in Malibu.
Okay, so they were married. Milk breath.
It is quite impressive how little I care.
Milk breath and Pitt, finally, together at last. It's slightly disconcerting that this movie does turn into a submarine movie when it's supposed to be Sky Captain and the world
right?
is tomorrow. Yeah.
Well, it's just
Dive Captain.
It's like a... You know, it's a short action sequence. The sky is where he calls home.
Mm. This is just where he calls stupid dangerous.
It's humid sky captain.
The Titanic's still going down. That's great. That'd be funny if that's what that was. I guess that'd have been too early, wouldn't it? What was that, 1914 or something? When was that?
12. 12? This is the 100th year anniversary.
Oh, that's right. Joseph?
Yeah. Why is she talking like the queen?
Because that's what she gets to do on camera. Hello.
She really is talking like the queen. That's hysterical. Yeah. I would like all of her lines taken out of the film, out of context.
Bring me my fish and chips. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
I think I would have really liked this as a kid. You know, think about if you were 12 and this was out, you'd just love this. Wouldn't you?
Oh, totally.
I still love it.
I still like it now. Yeah.
When I was 12, I would have wanted this film to have more TNA.
Whoa, Joseph. Joseph.
Oop.
Oh, shite. Should have got the undercarriage treatment thing. Rust protection. That reminds me of the Incredibles thing.
Mm-hmm.
Another 2004 film.
Put it up.
Love.
Put up. It's a trap.
British people waste a lot of time enunciating. I can't steer.
It's just extra syllables.
Whoa, smart missiles. Oh, no. Oh, no. What do you do? Oh.
And, let the girl take it.
And Vagina Jolie took it right in the pooper. Look at this. This whole thing's going to go down.
Oh. I hate it when the movie makes his choice for him. I do. I hate that.
Oh, Laura Croft made the choice. It's her choice. Oh. It's her death. Frankie. That's kind of awesome.
It is.
Ooh.
That's cool, dude. That's cool.
Oh, wow.
Another choice made for it.
Yeah.
In the doorway to go through. It's like a video game. It's like playing Zelda.
Cutscene.
Uh-oh. Now she's thinking, maybe I do love him. Maybe I do love him. This always happens in these movies. There's this point where they
seems to be able to steer now.
It's the Indiana Jones going through the temptation stuff in the third movie. Part of the movie now. Gets quiet. Oh, now it's Dagobah.
Mm-hmm. It totally is.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, dude. Knowing, it totally is.
Knowing Sky Captain, he can totally raise that thing right out of the water with just his mind.
Right.
Impossible.
That's a different scene, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What does he say when he can't he's not strong enough to bring the thing out of the water, and he says it's impossible. Do you remember the lines?
I can't do it. It's impossible.
Oh, that's right. And then Yoda does it and then says,
oh, I get it.
That is why you fear.
What would it say? I missed it.
Polly.
Oh. Oh, that's just ridiculous.
That is really, really yes. Silly.
That's why I use lowercase letters in my
I love it, though.
Designation.
So she's been hating on him, and he's been hating on her. But this one simple gesture just undoes it completely.
Look, I can make my calculator say boobies.
And then they find a mount from Kalimdor.
Right.
Oh, two shots.
Oh, two pictures.
Baron's level 7.
You let's see it again. You use one of them on this.
Yeah, use one.
Here, take a picture of me standing next to it.
I forgot about this running film gag. That's stupid. Oh, geez. Mm. I thought he was going for the chicken.
I thought he was going to
hit that web.
Cut down the bird.
The crap.
Whoa, what? That's going to eat your plane.
That's Anaconda back there.
Mm-hmm. It'll just spit out R2-D2 in a minute anyway.
Mm. Ooh, Anaconda. We should watch that.
Yes, we should.
It was streaming.
Whoa.
Okay, how did they get transferred over to the Land Before Time?
I know.
It's a bit turtle.
The land of the lost. I could go for some slee stack action. No, just throw dirt out there. It's a trail. It's a bridge. You just throw dirt on it.
Gotta have faith.
But not the Will Ferrell Land of the Lost. We got to watch. If we watch anything, we watch an episode of the original.
Yeah. The slee stack.
I'm feeling a King Kong moment coming on.
Anytime you cross like a rickety bridge or something that's clearly been there for like 100 years.
She's going to look at it every time in case the number went up.
Nope, still two.
She does not understand how cameras work.
That's terrible.
My Colt.
He never used that gun effectually anyway.
I love my wife.
I'm so glad she split her skirt up a little bit at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, well, no doubt, dude. Look how utilitarian it has become.
Yeah, it has made it. It just made her so much more mobile.
No, are you mad?
No, I'm just looking at my camera again.
You mad, bro?
Two.
What's she
two.
Doing?
Still says.
Oh, is she crying
two.
Now? Mm-hmm. Oh, she's a dame.
Twice.
Wow. She just busted out laughing in her face.
Yep. Okay, one. Got it, everybody? Yeah, but you got that, right? It's one.
You got that one. How many does she have left again?
One. One shot.
Only has
they should
one,
put,
one
I wish they would put
hairspray.
A counter at the bottom of the screen.
I know. Couldn't they just the closed captioning has it up there the whole time. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm really tired.
I swear, if I see one more green screen, I'm going to shit myself.
She just wants to know if he actually was with Angelina Jolie. That's all she was only going to ask one question, and that's what she burns her question on.
My question would be, how did that plane go underwater again? How did we do that?
And she just admitted to sabotaging his plane after lying about it the whole film.
Yeah.
They've both been lying to each other so much. I think it's the perfect start to a lovely marriage.
A beautiful relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Oop.
What?
God, the visuals in this film are so good.
They do look good.
The backgrounds,
at moments,
the wide sweeping shots.
Oh, that is awesome.
He had a shark face on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that stuff, that's just cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cave that looks like a vagina.
Oh!
Yep.
Ding, 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 ding.
Bright and shiny.
Yeah.
Ian has got bats with
bats flying out. And this cave is determined to prove you wrong.
For some reason, James Bond just came in my head.
I wonder why.
I don't know. Probably this part, because this is where you get to meet the mastermind and the...
Oh, look. It's the Emerald City.
Mm. Yep.
Why am I surprised?
Yeah. Oh, there go the
big elephants this time.
Really? I want them to be miniatures.
These are all getting taken in to be shrunk.
That is awesome.
That's their big shrinker machine in there.
That's it. I'm taking this picture.
All right. So outside of... Oh, don't look at it again. Shite! Are you kidding me?
One. Yeah, even he's like, what are you doing?
Even... Oh, I was hoping he was going to be like us and call her out for like looking at it every time.
You look at it every 2 minutes.
Really?
Oh, no. The ape is pissed. He's about to get shrunk. Oh, I get it. It's like Noah's Ark kind of idea.
Right. That's why she said he built an ark.
Oh, no. Oh. Marion, or who's the hobbit that dumps the bones down the shaft? Fool of a Took.
That would be Pippin.
Yeah, Pippin.
But oh, no, this is Darth Maul.
It's a little bit like Romancing the Stone right there.
I've got the higher ground.
Whoa.
So there's the Wicked Witch of the West and her monkeys.
Or Harry did it.
Oh, my gosh. Deus Ex Machina.
Yeah.
It's like the El Camino of spaceships.
Yes. Perfect. Perfect comparison.
Right.
It'd be fun if they went back and made one of the old movies that this is referencing all the time, but just literally remade it with these kinds of effects. Like, how cool would be
Romancing the Stone?
Or even that, but older than that, like 50s. Like the giant scorpion in the desert movie, whatever that one's called. How cool would that be?
Yeah, like how cool would a faithful remake of the original Fly be?
Yeah.
Wicked Witch is upset.
Dude, sit down, dude. You're going to shite. Safety first. Where's OSHA? Did he just give him a reach around squeeze? What was that? Good boy.
Goodbye.
Say hi to your twin sister for me.
I liked her in Dazed and Confused. Why are we doing that, boys?
I don't know.
Say hello to your sister. I thought this guy died.
No.
He's a different doctor.
This is a different one. Sperm.
They were.
You were a little quick with that one. Right out of the cuff. Okay, this is important. Great. You have ruined this ship for me. It will always be a freaking El Camino. El Camino is the mullet of cars. You know that?
Right.
Yep. Whoa. Those robots are tall drinks of water there.
Yeah, all there's no way past just squat down real low and they can't touch you. Okay.
We've tried everything.
Oh.
Oh.
What? Try shaking it. That'll fix a gun.
That robot breaks when it tips over.
Oh no. Wait.
Oh, dude, this is going to be bad.
Trope.
Oh, man.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Huh.
I wonder, so you look up and you start seeing that, wouldn't you immediately just, step back?
Right. I don't think he made it.
No. Whoa. Ooh,
there he is.
Central, whatchacallit.
Master control program. Yeah.
Okay, this movie likes the Wizard of Oz a little too much.
Right?
Oh, no kidding, yeah.
So, do we know what this is? We should look this up. What's this from?
Probably Laurence Olivier screen test number 396.
Right.
Laurence Olivier. I'm going to find out what's going on with his business.
Well,
I forgive you. I mean, for now. We just saw a man get killed. I forgive you.
It was depicted in the film via computer manipulation of video and audio from when he was a young actor, but it doesn't say from what specifically. Probably just could have been anything, I guess.
Yeah, the voice was heavily...
Yeah, from archival BBC footage of the actor.
Whoa.
I'm gonna take your brain out that way. Fit it through a little coin slot.
He was taking a dump. Eating a fried banana sandwich.
Oh. This is the adult. The trivia says that's the actual corpse of Laurence Olivier.
Nah. Dug him up.
Yep. Practical effects. Sometimes that's the best way.
Trope.
Yeah, that's tropey as crap. It's a trope I like, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's masterminding this whole thing from the grave.
Yeah, like he died, but everything else kept going. Mm-hmm. Like he had such a legacy of hardware that's just kept the business going. May Bing or Lei Bing or whatever her name is, she keeps it going. She apparently unaware of her master's demise. How do I read a line that sounds like it's been said 500 times before?
Yeah, how do you kill what's already dead? How do you kill what's already dead? I'm stumped.
Me
Anybody?
Too, but that's ringing bells, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, totally. I'm looking it up.
How can you kill something that's already dead?
Like from a zombie movie?
Maybe. How do you kill that which has no life?
What's that from?
Looking it up. That's from South Park?
Well,
Tristan,
yeah.
Tristan's in the room. He goes, South Park.
Okay. Thanks.
Oh, yeah. How do you kill that which has no life? Yes, right. From the World of Warcraft one.
What?
World of Warcraft South Park.
Oh. But, oh, that's what it is.
No.
Well, that's at least that's a place I've heard it.
How can you kill that which has no life?
The Return of the Living Dead from 1985 also has that.
Dude, he just punched her in the face.
Yeah. Yeah, in this strange thing that some writers like to do where they think that the way to the hero to show that he's selfless is to hurt someone.
Punch her right in the face, right in a girl's face, and then it takes two old people to lay her down real careful.
Can you imagine how much it would suck if you were trying to knock someone out and you hit them and it didn't work?
Oh, always.
Why'd you what?
Here we go.
Why did you punch me?
Lei Bing time. Oh, my face. My face. Dude, it is Darth Maul.
Lightsaber. Yep.
You can't attack me. I've got the higher ground.
Oh,
ouch.
You shall not pass.
Firing up the El Camino. That made me laugh. She's cool looking. She is Darth Maul, dude. Wait, he fell twice.
This music is even a little Duel of the Fates-y.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Oh, brother.
She just whistled like R2-D2.
Oh, she's a robot lady.
Yeah.
Oh.
Great. Guess that. You didn't see that coming.
I don't know why I didn't think that was a robot lady. I thought she was just confused.
That was a sex robot.
She going to punch him back?
What do you know? She's a machine.
We figured that out like a minute ago.
Oh, yeah, she does punch him.
Ooh. I hope Polly's a machine, too. That'd be awesome if she just, punched his face in because she's a machine.
Wait. What's her last name? Polly what?
Polly Pierhart. No, that wasn't it.
Polly Pepper?
Polly, no.
Polly
Pierhart.
Polly
something.
Anna?
It's two P's, though, right?
P, yeah. Polly Perkins.
Polly Perkins, Pepper Potts. Dude, what's going on with the P's?
Dude, that joke was
made
in the
that
first
joke
5 minutes
an hour
of the movie.
And 32
you guys told
minutes
that?
Ago.
I don't remember hearing that.
I told you, if you have
her Paltrow name run down her character.
Oh, right. I heard that, but
spit on you four times.
I wasn't clicking for some reason.
It was very,
you,
very
Scott's
subtle.
Watching the movie
I should have said, listen, I should have said, what's the deal with all the peas in her name? What's the deal? What's the deal with airline peanuts? That's got a pee in it.
Waiting for Scott to notice this movie is filmed all weird.
Hey, what's going on with the noir half black and white business here? I don't understand.
Computer says kilometers.
Kilometers?
Yeah, it's the computer's British.
Space measurements.
I'm made out of aluminium. Nah.
That.
Emergency release. We need some of that.
Why did you?
She's the button problem in this movie. Why would she do that? You guys stop for a second. Well, don't stop. But why would she push that button?
Yeah.
No, where's any sense in that? There's no sense in that. It was just so tempting.
Well, she obviously thought that they needed an emergency release.
Right.
With the drinking flinking Gaben.
Well, look at that. That's kind of cool.
Oh, I'll send all the animals hurtling towards their death.
Foolish girl.
Okay.
Oh,
always touching things. What? Why are they?
They're the animal.
But what? The animal pods are like, oh, they're okay. They're going to be fine. This is going to work out just fine. I'm Sky Captain.
Oh.
Oh.
That's terribly made. Okay, that's kind of cool looking, though.
That was wicked.
Yeah.
It's going to kill the animals.
That sword goes through like 17 of those containers.
Oh my god, it just stabbed Paris.
We've killed both camels. What do we do now?
Your camel sound.
Hey, I was going to say he's talking to a speaker. What the hell is he doing? Look like a speaker. Oh no.
Red wire.
Trope, dude, trope.
Cut all 43 blue wires.
Right?
Don't touch the giant roll of green wires. Whatever you do.
Another versus darker product placement.
We thought he was. Correction.
Yeah.
Oh, Robot Bing. Oh, shite. Yeah, another trope done and dusted there.
Mm-hmm.
The second in command didn't die after all.
Right.
Should have double checked. But they're really
danger.
Uh-oh, ship's sphincter. Run!
I think the big hole is your way out of there.
Oh! No way.
Bummer.
I told him to cut all the red wires.
I'm in an old people sandwich over here.
A couple of grandpas.
Oh, the music.
I need to clean my lips. They are effing huge.
If
If you turn those ships upside down, their call sign says HBO.
Nice one.
Too fast.
Coming in hot.
Oh, there goes some animals. That, too bad the escape pod wasn't made from the same stuff as the plane.
Right.
So what,
they should.
They logistics were in, for this. What a mess.
They were in that one, but none of the other ones that first. They passed through landed.
Right. Because of Gwyneth Paltrow's fast.
Oh, just imagine trying to round up all the animals.
Terminal velocity of Gwyneth Paltrow
is higher and greater than that of an elephant. Oh, she's going to take her one shot.
Right.
Okay, everybody be quiet for the final joke.
I think she should wait to go to the bathroom.
Hold on, be like quiet.
MySpace. Take a picture of the bathroom in the mirror. Oh my gosh, really?
Aww.
Next time I'm going to do it. I'm going to take a picture of your junk.
Yeah.
Your junk, I say.
Oh. Son of a.
That's the end, dude.
She had the lens cap on.
All right.
Wow.
I had fun with that movie. That was
Come
fun.
On. That was a lot of fun.
It was fun. I really liked it. I liked it way better with you guys than I did.
Right. She had the lens cap on.
Am I hearing? What's the song? There's a place for us? I think it is. No, this isn't what I think it is. All right, whatever it is. Well, good luck, singer. There you go, folks. I hope you enjoyed it. I know I did. Gwyneth Paltrow got top billing. That doesn't happen anymore.
No.
Not as much. Angelina Jolie got... Also including or whatever. Or also involved somehow. And Giovanni Ribisi got his own credit. Oh, so did he. All right.
Michael Gambon.
So does it, I mean, does it hold up? Does it, what does it do?
I think it does better than hold up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Is it something like.
I like it. I honestly think I liked it better now than I did back in 2004.
Maybe when you
I
get.
I don't know if it was the company, but.
I think part of it is we get away from the gimmick. A little bit, and then we get to just see it on its own terms. Because at the time, it's being sold as, look how retro we are, and look at what we're doing with the giant robots. And then you kind of can't look at it completely objectively. You have to go in and kind of go, okay, yeah, we see what you're trying to do. But now, I don't know.
This was totally a new idea, using just being this visual. I mean, we've seen a lot of movies since then. I mean, we've seen Sucker Punch 300. We've seen
tons of Sucker Punch, but that did the same kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Dark City. Oh, I love Dark City. Dark City was before this, though. That was like 90.
It was.
Yeah. Gattaca was before this.
Yeah. My daughter's class for their last day in one of her classes, they watched Gattaca.
Was it her film class?
Yeah. No, that's the weird thing. It was like English or math or something. Like, isn't that weird? It's a little weird.
I had an English teacher make us watch an episode of Deep Space Nine when I was in high school.
What? Made you?
Yeah.
Okay.
He really liked this one episode, and we watched it in class. I remember it very clearly.
Weird. Wait, in high school? How old were you in high school?
The same age as everybody else in high school? What the hell are you talking about?
Great question.
That show is not that
old.
How old
are you in high school?
Well, no, that show started in, 90? Well, I guess it would have been early enough, You would have been, when did you graduate? What year?
93.
All right, so that would have been about right. Because 94 is when TNG ended. Speaking of which, we should do one of those again.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. That was a lot of fun. Well, there you go, folks. I hope you enjoyed it. I know we have. That right there. Was Sky Captain and the World of Gwyneth Paltrow. These are a lot of fun. We'll do more as time goes on, but our next episode will probably be a normal one. What kind you're used to. We're coming up real close to... Oh, no show next week because Brian Ibbett is in Vegas and will not be available. So no show next week. I know, it stinks. And only a couple of more before Nerdtacular when we'll do a live one in front of many people.
Wow.
So that'll be fun, right?
I can't believe how quickly that's coming up.
I know.
I was totally hating on the whole Wizard of Oz thing throughout this film, and this song is fixing it for me.
The soundtrack is awesome. It's yeah,
I'm really enjoying this remake of Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Also, good luck, or good on you, Jude Law's assistant, Ben Jackson. You're a lucky man. That's it. Any final thoughts? We'll run around the table. Brian Ibbett, any final thoughts?
Don't we have some Fletcher quotes?
Queued up. I'll play them in post.
All right. Thank you.
We'll pretend we enjoyed them.
Yes. those were great, Scott Fletcher. Thank you so much for joining us. Ibbett, do you have any final thoughts on the movie?
Yeah, maybe? I mean, a lot of fun. I think this does better now that we've seen so much of this stuff already that's maybe done a little bit better. Avatar, a great example of that.
Yeah.
And I still would love to see this in 3D. I think it would have been a great 3D movie.
Well, maybe it'll come back. Titanic did. Why not this?
Right.
Because this didn't make any money.
Exactly.
Oh, good point. Randy, any final thoughts?
I am...
Parting wisdom, you know.
I am certain that I enjoyed this film so much more than I would have because of you guys and the Glenfiddich 15-year scotch that was in the glass I'm now holding. It's one of those things where I don't understand why Netflix would spend money to get this. Maybe they got it with some other films or something.
Mm.
But I really enjoyed it. Thanks a lot for watching it with me.
Yeah, that made it better for me as well. Brian Dunaway, anything?
I'm going to agree with you guys. Same thing. I watched this a long time ago. I think I watched it by myself and didn't nearly enjoy it as much as with you guys. This is definitely a group film. So grab somebody. If it's too late now, but come back and listen again.
Yeah. Watch this show again. Watch the movie again with somebody there. Put headphones in and be laughing at us while your friend's trying to watch a movie. Do that.
Absolutely.
Annoy your friends today with the companion film sack episode for this movie. Like I said, new episodes coming up soon. Everybody stay tuned for those. It's going to do it for us. Don't forget to check out the website, filmsack.com, and email us, filmsack@gmail.com. And as always, you can follow us on Twitter @FilmSack. That's going to do it for us, for me, for Brian and for Randy. We'll see you next time.
Plane can't do that.
Right.
This is Sky Captain. I'm on my way. Protect the rabbits. Protect the rabbits. Damn it. I didn't sabotage your lousy airplane. Who dares come before me? Who dares enter this place? Who has begun, cannot, says, stops, and the whatnot? And the thing in the world over is over. Now it's time for the world to be over and stuff.
This podcast sponsored by Audible.com. Audible.com, with hundreds of thousands of articles, books, and periodicals available to you, to your iPhone, your Android phone, or other portable device. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/filmsack. And get a free audiobook download today.